Blog Talk Radio.
Storybox Audio. Good evening. It's Sunday night, 6 p.m., and this is Here Be Monsters Radio with the Sunday Show. Welcome back, Wayne and Ron. And
hey.
I'm the
producer.
My name is Gwen. And we are here with the week or the month in review from what's going on, not just in America, but basically we touch on just about everything. It's a round table. So I know Ron has a few things he's observed going on.
Yes, because it's been a few weeks since we've been on, so there's a lot of things to talk about. It's hard to figure out what's most important, but I would just start with the January 6th committee and the fact that they probably are going to take action against Steve Bannon and others who are not willing to answer subpoenas, and they're moving ahead, and I'm hoping something good will come out of this.
Yeah, same here, Professor.
You know, that was an act of insurrection, and basically, everyone who was a part of it were being active traitors to the country.
Yes.
And what has Washington done about it? You know, not much. Not much. And the judges, who have been primarily filled with the agenda-seeking Republicans for so many years who put them there, not much. Not much.
You know, a lot needs to be done. We're waiting to see what the Justice Department does. Biden has said they need to take action, but he has to say independent. In fact, he wasn't even supposed to say that. But we have to see whether the Attorney General Garland is going to move ahead. But he's hard to figure out, you know.
they're all stuck in their gears and mechanisms of their machines up there. You know, we really could use some bright new talent to walk on
the stage.
No, I
agree with that.
Talk about bright new talent. We're having senators like 88-year-old Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who's running again. So he'll be there at 95 if he wins his seat again next year. This is insane.
they don't belong there. They really don't.
Right.
Morally, they don't. Obviously, they haven't got their cunning. And they're wily, and they're profiteering off of the country, off of their constituents.
Exactly.
But they keep getting it because the people who vote for them, who actually get out and vote, are, you know, they're caught up in the drama that these guys and women are spinning. I mean, some of these Republican women, I gotta tell you, a real bright spot I saw politically. I don't know what I was waiting for, but I turned the channel over to and hit 60 Minutes, and she was interviewing Ann Cheney.
Liz Cheney,
excuse me. Ann Cheney,
Liz Cheney.
Somebody I went to prep school with. Liz Cheney. And I was stunned. First of all, I was stunned to hear. I wasn't stunned by her political stance because I heard about it quite some time ago, but it was nice to see her vociferous about it. But the thing is that she also came out and said, you know, I was wrong about gender.
About gay marriage, yes.
Gender.
About her sister.
Yes. And
that was very impressive, even though it doesn't make up for it, but it's still very impressive, yes.
Well, people do learn and grow and change, and it's good to see that it does happen. You know, and of course, I will bring this bright spotlight on it, too. It was a woman, no matter if her, you know, if her father is Darth Vader.
Yes, he is.
Let's remember Princess Leia's father was Darth Vader. General Olagama's father was Darth Vader, but here's the thing. It was surprising to see that. The June insurrection, they don't seem to be doing much about it, but I can't say that, you know, I've seen some snippets here and there of MSNBC And I know they're giving some media roar to it, but I don't see the media as being, you know, particularly good resource for understanding what's really going on anymore, because they seem to, you know, they go for the ratings.
Well, there was a judge in D.C., and there was a guy, you know, and he was real sorry, you know, poor, you know, and the prosecuting attorneys, right, were just asking for, well, you know, we'll just, all we're asking for is this much. And the judge said, no, that was an act of treason, an act of violent insurrection. He's getting more than what the prosecuting is asking for. That was treason. Meanwhile, the poor slug, you know, the poor Trump-tard, you know, he was shocked that he got sentenced as long as he did.
Well, you know, we make choices in our life.
Yes.
And I think that American society in general has a tendency not to take responsibility for their choices or who they are. I mean, that is bedrock of some of the problems we're having and why people are so easily taken up by drama and fear and feed into it and go over to the dark side, if you will, and support these complete nincompoops. And some of them are actually just dark hearts. I mean, I think one of the blackest hearts on the planet has to be Mitch McConnell. I think
absolutely.
He's one of the blackest hearts there is. He's like, and I would say the same thing about Cheney. He is one of the blackest hearts that ever came through Congress.
Yep.
And these people enjoy power, and they enjoy, you know, they're addicted to their capitalist, you know, claim on money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, wow. It's just incredible what's going on right now. It really is, you know.
There was a U.S. Capitol Police officer who also was arrested because he was telling some of the demonstrators after on Facebook to take off your videos and all that. I support you. So imagine somebody at the U.S. Capitol Police being involved.
She even held open the door for him, Professor.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They were converging in. He wasn't trying to block the door. He opened it up for him, saying, I am with you. I am one of you, allowing them to feed straight into, without any interference, into the Capitol building.
Well,
They've got him. They have arrested him.
We understand that the fraternity of police in this country is there's something terribly amiss, something terribly wrong. And there always have been those in the police departments. There have been that odd one or a few that were, you know, the heavy-handed, heavy-footed Neanderthal knuckle scrapers and corrupt. But never to the extent that it has become in the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah. No, it's much worse. Yeah, it really is. And particularly if you are a minority, oh, my God, and a male particularly.
The ex-military that is in
there. Oh, yes.
This is what war does to people. It's not just men. It's men and women.
Right.
There's a lot of women.
Well, there was an active duty major who was in on that thing. An active duty major, military officer, who was part of that insurrection attacking the Capitol.
Has he been court-martialed yet?
Well, he's been thrown out. Yeah, he's been thrown out, and they've got him identified, and there is his arrest warrants have been served to him.
That is, if he was active military, that is a court-martialing offense. Am I wrong, Wayne?
They threw him out. They threw him out. They threw
well,
him
yeah,
out.
Well, they throw him out. They should have thrown him in Leavenworth.
Well, I'll agree. Yeah, I'll go with that with you, Gwen. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Now, that's just wrong. I mean, if that had happened during the 40s, what would have happened to him?
Oh, yeah, they would have been a firing squad, instant. Hearing and firing squad.
Yeah. Well, we need to be tougher on all these right-wingers, you know, really, because they're dangerous.
No, they'd squash you like a bug on the floor. They right. wouldn't care. And here we are releasing them. And mostly it's not so much liberals releasing them as it's their own brethren who's sitting in the courts.
Yeah, I did read an
their
article.
Their own kindred.
No. There was a woman from, she was Indiana, Illinois. I can't remember one of two.
Illinois, I think.
Had a beauty parlor. And she was arrested. And she pled guilty. And now she's boo-hooing because people won't come to her beauty salon to get their hair cut. When she's out on the street, they ostracize her.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And, stuff. And she wants to go boo-hoo, they're treating me mean. what can I say after that? I'm going to stop there. You fill in the blanks, folks.
We should go out there and boo it also.
Yeah.
There was once a time where protest and activism made a difference, but in the last 10 years, that time has been, I will say this, Black Lives Matter, it's spread across the planet, and it's still active across the planet.
Exactly.
No, it was everywhere, and people are sick and tired of racism. And we have a lot to learn, especially if we're, a member of the white party, if that's our genetic anchor, if we're white in this country or in any Western country, we have a lot to learn and open up to and understand. All of my life I've been very non-racist. I've always been very open as I can be.
Yes.
But even I have learned about my white privilege and my unawareness, my unconsciousness to it in the last few years with Black Lives Matter. And I'm very grateful for it, too, because I've always, thought of myself as this erudite, very open and unaffected person by racism. But that wasn't true because I am white and I have that privilege. And until people understand that, until that penetrates the consciousness of society, we're going to have some bad racism. I mean, why can't we just skip ahead to Star Trek? I would love to have dinner with a Klingon. did you see James Tiberius up there with the card that said, "Suck it, Picard"?
Yes, I did see that. I don't know if that was photoshopped or not, but I tell you what,
no,
I found it funny.
He was up there and he took claim of that picture. I mean, and it's cute. Of course.
Yeah, well, like I said, he was up there. And, being a Star Trek friend coming of age when Star Trek was a brand new TV show concept.
1966,
I started out at 66. That's correct.
We were in bed by the time Star Trek came on, and I can remember crawling down to the end of the hall and out in the living room and looking at the TV because my parents watched it. And I would sneak watch Star Trek.
Do you believe it's 55 years?
Yeah, well, when I look at my age, it's like, it's about right.
Yeah. And do you know who made Star Trek possible?
Yes, Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball. Put it right on the map.
Yeah.
She saw it coming. And what's amazing was Gene Roddenberry's wife, who played Nurse Chapel and went on to play various characters through all the incarnations. She is the one constant in all Star Trek. Do you know why?
What's that?
She's the voice of the computer always.
I didn't know that. Oh, that is fantastic. Working. Computer, working.
Yes, she is. She always was. And Marja, her name was Marja something. She only crossed last year. She She played in Next Generation. She was in Voyager. She was in all of them, including some of the new ones that have come up. Yeah, she's still the voice of the computer in the new generations of them on CBS right now.
Well, that is fantastic. I love that. That was a good story, Gwen. Thanks for passing that on. Absolutely.
So, Ron,
I wanted to bring up something really positive. It's nice to see that our president, reversed what Donald Trump did on the environment. He upheld Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. And, of course, my oldest son is with the Conservation Lands Foundation as their lobbyist in D.C. And was just about 10 days ago, we had the reversal of what Trump had done to the Bears Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in Utah, and also the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument off the coast of Rhode Island, because Trump had cut it down dramatically, and Biden, reversed it, so it goes back to what Obama and what Clinton had done. That's really wonderful. Also, being considerate of Native American tribes and their interests in these lands as well.
Well, that should have never been. That was an atrocity by Trump to the Native Americans and our park system, which belongs to each and every one of us in this country.
That's true.
Yep, it's really, really a disgrace, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad to hear it.
A lot of things that don't get done, but there are also things that do get done. So you have to be thankful that it's certainly, even without being ideal, it's better than if Trump, God forbid, had won, you know.
That would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, I wanted to mention today on History News Network, I see somebody published an article, really interesting, scoring the presidents on integrity and humanity in dealing with Native American nations. It's really an interesting article on History News Network, and interesting how they have the Presidential Hall of Fame and the Presidential Hall of Shame. And this is something, a lot of this I don't think I really knew, and I'm going to bring it up in my American presidency class, because I think it's relevant about how different presidents, dealt with Native Americans. So interesting,
right.
The Presidential Hall of Shame, interesting group, and so it takes a lot of thought on it. In chronological order, Hall of Shame is Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Andrew Jackson, which is not surprising. Martin Van Buren. Andrew Johnson, James Garfield, even though he was only there a few months, Theodore Roosevelt, and Donald Trump. That's the list.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
But the Hall of Fame is John Quincy Adams, only one in the 19th century, Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover, interesting,
right.
Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Interesting group. Just to look at the list and start to try
Who made that list? Jeez.
This is a new book that just came out by two authors where they analyze all the presidents, and and they say seven of them are really horrendous and 10 of them are really heroes. But interesting,
Richard Nixon was a real hero. Jesus, that's got to have
on the environment, he was.
On
Native Americans, he actually was. Nixon, I even teach that.
On Native Americans, I see where you're coming from.
Native
Americans.
Interesting, Carter's not listed. Ford is, but not Carter. And I'm thinking, that's not saying to be all ashamed, but he's not in the top 10. And I'm thinking, why? Who knows? It requires more research and thought, when you start to analyze presidents. But it's a very interesting article on History News Network today. If you look it up, you'll see it. It's really good. So, we're getting more attention to the issues of Native American tribes and how they've been mistreated, and that's all to the good, because we need to be made aware. But as you know, in Texas, in Florida, they're passing laws. You're not supposed to say anything negative about any group, about that maybe they were not treated well. It's outrageous, especially in Texas, where they wanted to have a balance on the Holocaust. It caused an uproar, and they're backing away on that. Like, there's two sides to these things,
Yeah, right. All the Nazis, there was good Nazis on both sides, good Nazis and good Jews on both sides of this issue, right? Come on.
Well, that's what Trump said.
and that's what the superintendent of the schools in Texas said, and as far as I'm concerned, he should be dismissed immediately.
Yes. And our governor in Florida here and in Texas, they are absolutely horrendous on so many issues. So many.
Not
on the issue of curriculum, but that is one of many, you know. And
they're horrendously ignorant bastards, too. They really are. They are just numbing the brain. They aren't numbing the numbers.
Glenn, are they doing this to whip up the nut jobs? As I'm quoting now, Jack Kemp, who I spoke with for about a full hour, when I warned him that you have accepted him the most.
They don't have
derelict.
To whip up. It's not about they've got the nut jobs. They don't have to go out whipping them up anymore. They're ready. They're panting at the fucking gate for them. I mean, come on. Where are you been?
They're within the party. But they want to whip them up when it comes to election time. They want to motivate them. How do you motivate them? You feed them this poisonous, venomous bullshit.
Well,
you know what's interesting? You keep on bringing up Jack Kemp, who's been dead for quite a while, and I'm sure in the netherworld he's saying, thank goodness I remembered. Because most people say, who the hell is Jack Kemp other than football?
Listen, they keep them whipped up. And I'll give you an example. Trump is about to come out with, I know this personally, that Trump is about to come out with another one of his little video mails to drum up more money, because why not?
Ugh. And people will send him money.
And
yep.
this is how he just got through taping this stuff night before last. And do you know what he gives the crew that works with him as a ditty bag? One of his hats, one of his pens, and I would have thought a Burger King coupon, but no, it's it's a button, a political button. That's what he gives as a goodie bag to the people, the professionals that work with him. Yeah, that's just, this guy is just so, I mean, my mother would have put it in a class definition. But he is just so trash. He really is just so trash. But there's
You're being too nice.
Jeez. And he's still working away at it, but I guess it keeps him going. Plus he's looking at some legal fees, I guess.
Now he's going to have to testify supposedly tomorrow morning on this case of people being roughed up, Mexican immigrants being roughed up by his aide, and supposedly that he had been encouraging that, of course, in 2015. So he's going to finally, supposedly, going to be testifying.
And another nothing will come of that, I'm betting. You want to get a pool going here?
He's never actually been on ever given testimony, so what he says can be used against him if he lies.
Yeah.
Oh, he's had to give testimony, but prior to his walk into a political office, but it happened while he was campaigning. The guy is slimy as hell. He's just slimy as hell. But, you know, there's also something else going on right now in the country, and that's all of these strikes that are happening.
Labor strikes. It's done to show it.
John
Deere, years since Reagan's
Kellogg's.
A week, yeah.
Right. The camera crews and all the grip people and stuff in Hollywood. The medical industry. That's right. And matter of fact, and John Deere, when the workers went on strike, they tried to bring in some scabs, and they didn't know what they were doing. They actually ran a tractor into one of the columns, or, you know, wrecked it within the factory.
Well, they're calling it the Great Resignation. A lot of people
are having an awful lot of people who are not willing to take crappy jobs they had before, no?
Well, that's true. I mean, my sister has spoken twice about when she comes home off of her night shift, she likes to go through the drive-thru. If she's really tired, she'll go through the drive-thru and get a chicken sandwich at Burger King. But they can't find staff. They're only open so many hours. It's going to shut down a lot of, you know, places. Mm-hmm. Like, But they pay them $15 an hour. Well, you know what? $15 an hour doesn't cover it. It just
doesn't. Yeah, no, that's not. And
we have inflation.
The increase in rent of apartments is much
Oh, it's ridiculous, especially in Florida. My God. Houses
yeah.
and rentals are out of sight. And I guess in Maryland also, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Well, I'm a renter. I rent a house. And
yeah.
I'm grateful because I just signed a new lease this month. And, you know, they only raised our rent $5.
Well,
oh, that's lucky.
Pleasant.
That's good.
That's
well,
not
they,
bad at all, Glenn.
That's true. And most people, they're raising it crazily, and people are being put on the street homeless, you know.
Well, also, this is due to COVID, but I think that we're going to – everybody's going to be surprised when another lockdown comes around. So a lot of
oh,
people
yeah.
are staying in already. I mean, I'd rather get on a plane right now with my little bottle of Thieves and a mask. Than I would
mm-hmm.
to go into Publix or into a restaurant, even sitting outside in Florida right now. Because this variant is all over the place.
Well, right. And then and you're talking about the Delta variant, plus two, is we still have
another
the mu,
one.
Just the Greek letter mu out of Colombia, that really the vaccinations aren't showing, performing very well against that variant coming out of Colombia. And so, you know, I'm scheduled to get my booster shot, which is, you know, going to help and stuff. But
yeah, I already got my booster shot back in August because going back to Florida Atlantic, a lot of the students don't wear masks and they can't mandate it. So, you know,
right.
I decided it was 6 months since my second Moderna, so I got it
yeah.
already.
Yeah, well, my 6 months will be in December, but that's when my wife always schedules my doctor's appointment because that's what I save up all my vacation time for and things like that. And I'll be getting that booster shot at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Along
well,
with other, and there, yeah, and then of course the other vaccines too that the regular flu
I got
vaccine.
A flu shot by annual the other day. I always take
good.
A flu shot in the fall.
Same, that's good for you.
I did a flu shot once and it had, and this was many years ago, and I had a really bad adverse reaction
to
it. Yeah, I got really sick. So I've never done the flu shots or the pneumonia shots or anything like that. But the vaccine, I did. And I will get a booster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Yes. That's and because they're saying that, you know, they're expecting a if you get a double COVID and the regular annual flu that comes around, the next variant of the flu that comes around, is that'll be really severe. As a matter of fact, in, I have an ex-brother-in-law. He is fighting cancer from basically, what is it when you catch from Roundup, they're calling it? The it's there in your glands by your neck.
Oh, boy.
He had that, he thought it was in remission, came back, and now he's caught COVID, and he's in Salisbury Hospital.
Oh, boy.
In the intensive care, right? And this is now 3 weeks where they've been feeding him oxygen.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I
yeah.
am sorry, too. That's
yeah.
awful.
Right, and I tell people, admittedly, I tell people, I said, I got rid of the ex-wife, kept the brother-in-law.
I have through this whole thing now, I lost four friends to COVID, four people I knew.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was going to say, and plus two, yeah. I'm sorry, Glenn, in the last month, I know of four people from the little town that I, you know, grew up from 14 on, where my farm was in Fettlesburg, have all died from COVID.
Wow.
Now, It's you know, they were friends, but they weren't my close family. And in my close family of friends, nobody I know has gotten COVID. But in my family, my nephew did. He's a
yeah.
paramedic firefighter in Palm Beach. And
he
got it. Well, he thinks he had it the first time. When before we knew, you know, that it was such a big thing.
Before the wedding, huh?
Oh, yeah, long before.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, boy. He's all right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got it again, and that time.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is all before last May. He basically, the only thing that happened to him, he got AFib, and he knew what it was, and he was driving, and so he drove to a hospital he works with, and they got him in right away. They gave him drugs, and the drugs didn't work, so the next morning they shocked him. And it cleared it right up. And he went back after 2 weeks, and he got cleared. His heart is fine, thank goodness.
Uh-huh.
But he got COVID.
Yeah, but get this. In Chicago, the police union's fighting the mayor about everybody has to be vaccinated. Can you believe this?
Yeah, well, and the airline industry. Well, in Texas, and I think I've sent this to you, both of you, Texas has, the governor has mandated that no one can force you to get the vaccination. No company can dismiss you for not getting the vaccination. Well, United Airlines is home-ported in Texas. And if that stands up, then that means you're going to have pilots, airlines, hostesses, and others, work crews, running around not vaccinated with inter-global flights.
And get this, Republicans don't like to regulate business. But now they want to regulate corporations to tell them what they can do.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy.
Right. But they can regulate a woman's body, whether she was raped or incest, that she will have that child in Texas.
Not only that, but I have this article about Texas. They also have no gun regulations. Anybody can walk around with a firearm. They try to ban the truth of American history against critical race theories, they call it. They've been interfered with voting rights, making it harder and harder for people who are of color or young or senior or poor people to vote. And they have banning of mask mandates. I think the government is lunatic. It's crazy, you know?
Well, you know, they Texas gets this rap because they have Republican ignorance going on there.
Same with Florida, unfortunately.
But I will say this. Texas gets a bad rap in a lot of ways, too, because I know really wonderful people there. But it depends on where. It depends on where in any part of Texas.
Most of these good people, like in Austin, in San Antonio,
Austin,
in Houston.
Yes.
But that's people. But I'm saying the overall image, the politicians,
Austin,
makes it look very bad, you know?
Austin is a wonderful place to be. I wouldn't.
Oh, it is. I love
Austin.
I've been there a few times.
Austin,
yeah.
Yeah. I know. Oh, God, I love. Yeah. I like Texas bars, too. I did my time at Gilly's. But, it's a shame they closed that down. But the whole Texas, or you could say the same thing. Hell, California is one of the most liberal, free-spirited and green communities and a large economy. But
it's got right-wing areas like Sacramento, the state capital.
Yeah, it has.
Kevin McCarthy represents the area.
Some of the nastiest, black-hearted politicians in the world are in California. Why? Because there's money there, honey.
Oh,
and
yeah. There's money there.
There's money in Texas. That oil money is big. And there's other things Texas is but mostly the petroleum industry is.
Yeah, but imagine
on.
South Dakota is a place that people shelter money, we've just learned recently. South Dakota's become almost like the Cayman Islands or like Switzerland. Can you imagine that?
Look what Delaware has done.
Wilmington, Delaware.
For corporations. Let me tell you what.
Both Delaware and South Dakota.
Senator for so many years from Delaware was nothing but a corporate bag man and thought it was A-OK to be that. You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought, we're doing the right thing for corporate business is on the side of the people. What a big crab bag of bullshit that was. And let me tell you what, the politicians know it too. They know the ugly truth. They Peter and Paul their morals to weigh on a couple of scales. What is, this is what we have to compromise with in order to get what we want in the end.
Well, look at Joe Manchin in West Virginia and how he's stopping anything on the climate crisis, it looks like.
Well, that's not being a compromiser for the greater good. That's just somebody who's basically...
He owns the coal mine. His kids are
right.
Riot, you know?
Yeah, he's basically a dark heart. What he's doing on a Democratic ticket is beyond me.
And I'm in the cinema of Arizona. What a character she is.
Yeah.
No, she's scared shitless that she's going to get kicked out of that office if she doesn't swing more, you know, with the Republicans more. That's what that is. They should have put Cindy McCain in that seat. That's what they should have done there.
Should have done what?
They should have put Cindy McCain in that seat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, but she wasn't running for it.
Yeah, no, but that's who they put in till the
when
election.
When John McCain passed.
Right, and they could have.
They had Martha McSally replaced.
And then Sinema beat McSally.
Yeah. Well, listen, they should have put Cindy McCain into John McCain's seat.
Yeah,
She would have.
She didn't want it.
No, she didn't. She didn't want it, but if she had taken it, I tell you, I think she would have been voting with Democrats.
She might have, yeah, but I would like to still believe, and maybe I'm wrong, that Lisa Murkowski might surprise.
Really?
She does sometimes vote with Democrats, you know?
She does, and you know, from what I've learned of Alaska and the people there, I think that those folks they vote what they think is right for their land. They're very land conscious.
Yeah, well,
I'm with you on that one, Ron. Murkowski seems to really know her people, and she seems to be genuine. Actually, from what
she wins her seat against a Republican and a Democrat in 2010, he'll probably have to do it again. She may not win the nomination, but she always wins. She's actually very independent, and they like that, it seems.
Well, yeah, I think you might have, but how the hell, what's her name, stayed in Maine is beyond
Collins.
Me.
Collins.
Yeah.
Collins.
Yeah, I mean, even Stephen King was paying people to go against her, and somehow she got in. You know, I. People in Maine, man, they're weird up there, I'll tell you.
Maine,
you
I have a niece.
Actually, they're weird people everywhere. It just depends on who you know.
No.
I have a niece
Maine has its own category of weird.
I think every state you could say that about part of the state. It has its own personality.
You can go ahead and equivocate all the states. I don't care, but I'm telling you as somebody who's, you know, New England, that Maine, you get up there, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. I am saying Maine's weird.
Well, so is New Hampshire. New Hampshire's always more conservative than the rest of New England, you know?
Mm.
That's true.
But they don't have the hippie crowd that Maine does.
Yeah, and Vermont is so far to the left with Patrick Leahy, who's been there since 1974 and is running apparently again. So if he serves another term, he'll break all records at 54 years. Can you believe this? He's finishing 48 years next year. And, of course, Bernie Sanders is there. They're both over 80. The issue of age is becoming more
of it. Bernie knows what he's doing, okay?
Yeah.
I don't see
Leahy's also good,
place.
But he's so long, you know.
I don't see the need to replace people who have the right agenda, who seem to have the moral constitution that it takes to really be a decent leader. But we absolutely do need more AOCs. We need more young, inspired, enthusiastic, and sharp as a tack people. I'll tell you one who should go and run. Who is on that line, and that's young David Hogg from our group.
David Hogg from Florida, from the Parkland Master. Yeah, David Hogg, but he's not old enough yet. He has to be 25 to run for the House, yeah.
Yeah, well, he should get there quick because I think that he could get elected, and I think that, and especially from the district, I think that he might win a seat. in Congress here in Florida, but he's also moved himself to wherever he's going to school, and he might be there.
I think it's Harvard. Is it Harvard?
Yeah.
He is now April 12th.
Massachusetts is a hard run.
He could not run into 2026, actually, because in 2024 he only beat 24 and a half, so he can't run until 2026, yeah. But he's at Harvard, yeah.
And Massachusetts is a great place. Massachusetts is pretty left. A lot of liberal flow from Massachusetts, but they are people who vote for the person, not the party. Massachusetts is about people, not party. They're registered, you know, Democrat and Republican, but you'll find in Massachusetts Republicans that have voted for Democrats for eons, and you'll find Democrats who will vote for a Republican for governor if they want, or a city mayor.
Yes, well, of course, the governor of Massachusetts is Charlie Baker, who's a moderate Republican and has repudiated Trump all along, as has Larry Hogan.
Yeah. Yeah,
the reason why I'm laughing, of course, Larry Hogan is the governor from Maryland. And
he's leaving next year.
His chief of staff has just been arrested for grafting gratuities and bribes and shit.
Oh, sounds like Spiro Agnew.
like Agnew, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's involved, but it doesn't look good, of course, you know.
No, it doesn't mean, right, it doesn't mean Larry Hogan's, but when your chief of staff is, well, there's an old saying, if you hang around shit, you start smelling like it.
Yeah, well the thing is, he can't run again for governor, so there'll be a new governor, he might run for president, you know, so might Liz Cheney on the Republican side. These are people that are anti-Trump. I wouldn't vote for them for president, but it's going to be probably a conservative, but let's get an honest conservative at least, like one of those two, you know?
Well,
I agree with you.
I heard from the back room here in the last few days that Trump fully intends to run for president in the next election cycle.
Don't think it's going to happen. I've been reading that people say that he's mentally and physically deteriorating rapidly. I think he's going to also face probably trials and things. He talks about it because that's the only way he can keep his
right.
He's collecting money.
I don't think
that con scam. Yes, but
well, he may be saying this because that's how he's running his campaign in full force right now. That's how he's raising money.
Yeah, of course, but you know. I'm not a great fan of Bill Clinton, but I wish what Bill Clinton went through this week was Donald Trump, really, you know.
Well, what did Bill Clinton go through this week?
He had sepsis. You know, he took him out of the hospital today, but he was walking very slowly. He's going to need a few weeks' recovery, you know, and he's not.
What happened to him?
Okay, he had a urinary tract infection.
There became sepsis.
Septic on him. In other words, that infection ran throughout his whole body.
Bloodstream.
Yes, that's very serious shit.
And he doesn't look good, you know. He doesn't look that good lately, anyway. You know, compared to how he used to look years ago, he has not aged the greatest, I don't think. You know, but that's the way it is. You know, but I've said, oh my God, not him. Let Trump be the one to have to go through this. You know, but we don't get to choose. And meanwhile, I think since we won, Jimmy Carter hit 97 on October 1.
Oh yeah,
he's still going strong.
Yeah, he is. That's nice to see.
I was gonna say, he's battled his health. He's had cancer. He's battled his health issues too.
Yeah, and he has cancer, but it's in remission for about six years.
Right.
I mean, eventually it's gonna end his life, but I hope he makes 100.
Well, that would be. I wish I'd give him all my blessings I can, there, Professor.
Yes,
he was. Okay, here's my story. I'm in the Mediterranean, and, you know, I didn't ask for an FTT ballot or anything like that. I was 22, maybe 23, and I remember we were anchored in Naples, Italy, and the captain of the ship came over the whole speaker system and said, our new president is Jimmy Carter. And I looked at the person next to me and said, who in the hell is Jimmy Carter? Because I had missed all the campaign stuff because I wasn't even in the country, right?
That's funny. Well, he was known as Jimmy Who when he was running, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy Crap. It's James Madison. It's not Jimmy Madison. It's James Monroe, not Jimmy Monroe. Why is it Jimmy? Because that's the way they like it in Georgia.
That's right.
My mother was very, she was very Republican. And I can remember her saying, you got to be kidding me. We've elected a peanut farmer. And I did bring up that he was a Navy man, and she said, well, that's the only thing. And,
he was a nuclear energy. Right, he had to be in nuclear energy.
Absolutely. When she asked me, she called me on election day in New York State. I was living up there, and did you go and vote? And I said, yes, Mother, I did. She said, very well, darling. And who did you vote for? And I told her it was my first vote. And it was my very first vote ever. And I said,
you voted for Carter, right?
I voted for Jimmy Carter. And she said, well, darling, you know, there's nothing dumber than a New York Democrat.
One thing I got to say, that I voted for Carter. I wasn't thrilled because I didn't understand him half the time. I warmed up to him over time. But I have to admit, among Republicans running for president, Ford was at least likable, where I could imagine maybe voting for him. I didn't. But almost nobody else that I could even imagine voting for on the Republican side. That's why I've always said Ford is my, quote, favorite modern Republican president. Not that he's that great, but compared to the alternatives that ran around him, you know, including Nixon and also Reagan and Bush and of course Doe and Bush and everybody else, it was the most acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
Bob Dole struck me as just wrong, wrong, wrong. He's just one
what
of those
killed
people.
Ford? What killed Ford was he pardoned Nixon, and that was
and the economy also was not good. Yeah.
Yeah, the economy. Right. Because you know when Carter got in there, we had hyperinflation and inflation.
That's what we're having now.
Right, and the
worried about it now with Biden.
Interest rates were surging high. I bought my first house, and I had a 12% interest rate.
Oh,
I had a 40% down payment on the house I bought. But the interest rate was 12%. The very next day, it jumped up to 13%, and by the time it was all said and done, it had gone all the way up into like 20%.
Absolutely insane, yeah.
Interest rates for a loan on a home. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, that's what I'm concerned about for the midterm elections, because if the economy is not seen as good, that's going to kill the Democrats, you know.
Yep. Even though this inflation aspect was all based on the 4 years of Trump and the Republican administration.
Where greatest increase in the national debt of any president.
They tripled the national debt, yes.
Oh, good grief. It's always been Republican screwery that screwed around
that
the economy.
That is true. Only one time... was the economy bad under a Democrat. Carter in the 80s, there was a recession and it hurt him.
Just for
a short time.
Well,
but all the other presidents never presided over an economic downturn, and all the
Jimmy
increases
Carter,
in the national debt were mostly done by Republicans. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, he just wouldn't compromise, you know, the way that most presidents would to get what
he was also not liberal enough. Ted Kennedy's wing didn't like him, you know.
Well,
right.
Ted Kennedy's wing liked what he had to say and where he was going, but they told him he couldn't do it the way he wanted to, and that's why he didn't fly. And yet he's one of the finest ex-presidents we have ever seen in this
country. Yes, I would say that he's become lovable over the years. When he was in office, I voted for him, but I wasn't thrilled, but he's
Neither
become lovable over the years because he's such a decent human being, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he had great ideas, and I was disappointed that he couldn't push them through.
Right.
But,
he put solar panels on the White House back then.
And Reagan took them off.
And Reagan came in and removed them because of that liberal green energy shit. We don't need that. We got oil, you know.
And yet Reagan was a liberal... New Deal Democrat when he was married to Jane Wyman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
He was a union man, too.
Yeah.
But he really switched when he married Nancy.
Yeah, well, Nancy ran the show, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, even young Ron will say as much. I like young Ron Reagan.
Yeah, I love him when he talks about the fact that he's an atheist.
Oh, he gets a lot of show for that, but he is really a very decent liberal. He knows his policy. He's a wonk.
Absolutely.
He's really quite good at it. If you listen to him on podcasts and radio shows, he's excellent.
One thing about him, though, I look at him and I say, who does he look like? He doesn't look like either parent, I don't think.
Yeah,
so he's
not
like
his
father,
mom.
You know?
No, he looks like his mom.
His mom.
He looks just like his mother. He really does.
Yeah.
and he's gotten very gracious about his parents.
After they're gone, you would be.
But he will always say that, you know, his mother knew and his father was Bonzo in office for, you know, the last couple of years he was in office. So,
and yet the other son, the stepson, you know, or the adopted son, Michael, claims that he was perfectly fine, Reagan, all the time he was in office. So he fights with Ron about that, you know. Or has
I'm going to tell you right now, when they called Ron Reagan in on the Iran-Contra schedule, or the hearings in Congress, his Alzheimer's was so bad that he was barely functioning in a verbal, coherent statement there before
Congress.
Yeah,
he kept leaning around. You know, who are you?
He was lost. He was totally lost, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he needed a better bartender is what he needed.
And after he got done testifying, he looked over at Casey, who was head of the CIA at the time, and gave him a wink like, I did a good job, right? I got that right? It was very blatantly evident he was lying. Or he was just told the story that he was supposed to tell, and he got the script right.
That's more like it. No, it's somebody, you know, Nancy Reagan would get up every morning and somebody put quarters in her so she'd run the country. And it was. You know, she was in his office most of the time. I mean, come on. And to say that the woman didn't know what she was doing would be a grave error, too. She knew exactly what she was doing, which gives her a lot of credit, you know, for being a bright woman who understood things. Washington way, you know, the Potomac two-stepping. But we need really fine, new, young leadership in this country.
Agreed.
Not just in Washington, not just in the asshole of the nation.
Right.
We need it across the country, especially in small towns and bigger cities. We need the AOCs. We need the people from the ground up. We need brown and red and black and yellow people in office right now, with white people too. We're part of it all.
I mean, red and yellow, black and white.
Yes, I wanted to bring up something. I'm just reading now. Liz Cheney has raked in $1.7 million over 3 months, while her primary challenger is struggling to keep up. And Lisa Murkowski has raised 10 times what her primary challenger, who is a Trump supporter, has brought in.
They'll be reelected. Yeah, they will be reelected.
So that means the Trump people are not all going to get elected, thank God, you know.
No.
You can say what you want.
Well, W. Bush is going up. And
a few of the other congressmen that voted to impeach him, they're outraising Trump-endorsed opponents, Fred Upton of Michigan and Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington State. So I think it's going to be a big flop. It's going to make him look bad as all these people lose, you know, and I don't think he's going to be running. I'm not even sure he's going to be around in 3 years, you know?
I won't be crying for him.
Well,
again,
for me.
Bill Clinton had to go through, should have been Trump. I'm sorry if that's just the way
Well, no, it's karma.
There's a couple of things. First of all, only the good die young. You know,
some
people are just too fucking mean to die. Okay.
Oh God. Yeah.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Take a look at their history.
Well, Bill Clinton became a vegan, at least, because he used to have all those hamburgers. But Trump would never become a vegan.
No.
Well, no. Trump doesn't have a very lively palate to begin with. Anybody who orders a fine piece of beef, well done, and asks for ketchup is a real, real, real back alley kind of dude. You know what I mean?
At best, he was like, oh, I'm sorry. You just made me think of this. An interesting fact. If Trump had taken the hundreds of millions of dollars that he inherited from his father, put it in the stock market, he would be $400 million richer than being the umpteen billion he's in debt now from all of his calamity business dealings. The art of the deal, he is a failure. He lost over everything his dad had, the hundreds of millions, plus what he owes to the Deutsche Bank for the Russian oligarchy funneling the money through there and the corruption. He is piss poor broke. But if he had just taken that money and put it in the stock market, not touched it, sat back and drank margaritas or whatever the hell he wanted, he would be $400 million richer.
And now he can't even afford attorneys, and all the attorneys won't deal with him because he doesn't pay.
No, he doesn't pay. Uh-uh. And thing is those that did work for him, like Giuliani and
he's really in bankruptcy, Giuliani.
He's,
and his reputation's
right.
In shreds.
Right. Well, they removed. He has lost his ability to practice law.
Yes.
Period. And the same thing is happening to the woman that was up there that screeching on about stolen election. What was her name?
Sydney something. Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah. But anyway,
can't remember
she,
the last.
Of course, has a lawsuit.
Lynn Wood also, the other lawyer. Oh my God.
Yeah, for $1.6 billion from the voting machine company for her slanderous acts. So, you know, they've all lost money.
Sydney Powell, that's a name.
Sydney Powell.
It sounds like a man, but it's a woman.
Yeah, Sydney Powell. And the thing is my pillow guy.
Oh, my God, Mike Lindell, yes.
Has been found guilty for his slanderous.
Oh, he's
impossible. The voting company, $1.6 billion.
Yeah, and he also was trying to get Idaho, where Trump won, to recount. What for?
Yeah.
That is insane.
They aren't bright, are they?
No.
And meanwhile, Giuliani's son is running for governor of New York.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't think that's
because
going
he has all this
far.
Experience from the age of three because his father was mayor. That's what he said. Can you believe this?
Yeah, I believe it. That's why I don't watch news anymore, gentlemen. It's just one crazy circus out there.
I didn't know being a kid makes you qualified to be a leader.
Here's one for you. This was the saying that we had in the Navy. If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what he's doing. He can't.
Is that where Mother
so
got that
baffle
one
with
from?
Bullshit. Yes, that's, well, we use it a lot in the Navy. Now, I don't know if it's originated there, but it was used.
Yeah. Anyway, we're down to less than 2 minutes, so we need to say goodbye now.
It's been
a good hour, though. I'm glad we got back on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We've got less than a minute, actually, gentlemen. Thank you for being here. And we will be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. with Week in Review with Wayne Johnson and the progressive professor, Ronald Feynman. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with
us. Thanks so much.
Take care, Gwen, and good luck to us all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Buena fortuna. Stay safe and keep pushing forward.
That's right. There you go.
Good night.
Good night.